The popcorn moment. Let's do the thing. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. This was Matthew Dowd over at MSNBC. And if there's one thing I despise, it is this idea that we say only X is a problem. Right? You hear me talking about the problem that is the progressive left. You have clearly heard me discuss the problems on the political right. I shy away from nothing. I clearly admit that I'm a conservative and I back it up. I back up the why. I back up the rationale. I back up, I believe, the question of should others be conservatives? And I believe that answer is a yes. But then you get people like Matthew Dowd who want to make the claim that Fox News is the reason for all of our ills.
Matt, there's another interesting story involving January the 6th. Ray Epps, a name that everyone has become familiar with because of the far right, you know, pro-Trump protester who was at the center of the right-wing conspiracy theories that he was secretly working with the federal government during the attack on the Capitol. Well, he's called on Tucker Carlson and Fox News to retract his, quote, false and defamatory statements alleging he was working with the government.
I want Ray Epps investigated. I'm not retracting a damn thing, just so we're clear. Ray Epps is on video saying we're going to storm the Capitol tomorrow. Ray Epps is on video saying go to the Capitol. All of a sudden, the FBI doesn't want to engage any investigation. Nobody wants to investigate Ray Epps. Sorry. No, 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 no. I am not for a second going to not note this guy's involvement and wonder why it is nobody else is curious. He doesn't like it. Sorry. You're there. The video is there in the public eye. How dare you think we're not allowed to notice?
What do you make of this cease and desist from Ray Epps against Fox News?
I think there's a whole bunch of people out there, including Ray Epps, that have seen that Fox News is an incredibly weakened position right now because of all the lies and things they stole that the Dominion lawsuit has pointed out and the things they've said internally about what they actually knew and what they reported on air. And so I think it's a demonstration, finally, I think, that Fox News might begin to be held accountable for the damage they've done to our democracy and the damage they've done to truth. And
the idea that someone on MSNBC could have a conversation about the damage done to democracy and truth when they pushed Russia, Russia, Russia. Stunning stuff. Fox is getting sued by Dominion. Did Fox on-air talent believe one thing but say another thing? Well, that's on them. That is a credibility destroyer right there. Did CNN and MSNBC analysts know things and say, ooh, let's not talk about that? Know the truth and say, you know what, let's call the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. You put Michael Avenatti on TV day after day after day after day, as if Stormy Daniels was a story. It's not. It's still not. The argument has to be, what are we doing to each other? If we're going to hold people accountable, I'm fine with that. Let's hold everybody accountable. Did CNN and MSNBC tell people that if they don't get vaccinated, they could kill grandma? Because that was a lie. That was a lie. Did CNN and MSNBC talk about kids in cages under Trump and say absolutely nothing under Biden? I mean, if this is the example, Matthew Dowd, you cheap shot artist, well then play it across the board, baby. You'll notice I have never said, well, leave Fox News alone. If they did the thing, they got to deal with the thing. All you have in this world is your credibility. At the end of the day, just ask Matt Lauer. But Matthew Dowd doesn't have the credibility of a Matt Lauer. he has much less.